We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Hilchos Yayin Nesach, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Vav. V'alkein hisnabe Yaakov Avinu kisheberach es Yehuda, shemimenu yetzi Moshiach. And based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand why. When Yaakov Avinu was about to leave the world, and he was giving brachas to all of his children, when he gave the bracha to his son Yehuda, from whom Moshiach would come, he said, Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda, u'mechoikek mi bein raglov, ad ki yovoi shiloi, velo yikhasamim. Rav Nosson Zal says, we mentioned earlier the word mechoikek, that the word mechoikek is bigimatria 248, and it's used as a nickname for, it's used as a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, whose spirit is cloaked in all 248 organs of every single Jew. We had mentioned this earlier. Now Rav Nosson Zal says the word mechoikek has another meaning. The word lechokek means to carve out, to engrave, to inscribe. Ze bechinas hatfus. This also represents the concept of printing, a printing press, where also the letters are engraved, inscribed. Shehisnabe shelo yosur shevet mi Yehuda. Yaakov Avinu was prophesizing that the shevet will not leave Yehuda. The word shevet means a tribe. The word shevet also means a stick. Or, for example, the shevet of a writer is his pen. That's a term that's used to refer to the pen. Zebechinas shevet sefer. The stick of a writer, of a scribe. Bechinas ksivas hasforim hakdoshim shel haTorah, so that this is merames to the concept of writing sforim. Umechoikek ze bechinas hatfus. The word mechoikek refers to the printing press. Shetizgale chochmas hatfus boilem. Yaakov Avinu was prophesizing that there's going to come a time when Hashem is going to reveal this invention called the printing press. Veloitis batel chakikas vad posas sifrei Yisrael ad ki yovoi shiloi do Moshe Moshiach, and the printing and production of sforim that expound the Torah will continue until Moshiach comes, do Moshe Moshiach, and the word shiloi refers to Moshe Rabbeinu and refers to Moshiach, both. The word shiloi is bigimatria Moshe, and in the context of that posuk, it's referring to Moshiach. Because as a result of the many sforim that are going to be generated through the printing press, the Torah will not be forgotten until Moshiach comes, which is Do Moshe Moshiach. And to him will gather nations. And the following pasuk says, Oisri lagefen iroi, Kibes Bayayin, Ksusoi, Chachlili, Einayim, Meyoyin. Those are the psukim that follow in the context of the bracha that Yaakov Avinu was giving. Kilosid Kishiyovoi Moshiach, Oz Yuchlalu, Moshe, Vedovid, Beyachar, Betachlis, Oachdus. Because as we mentioned a few paragraphs ago, the kesher between Moshe Rabbeinu and Dovid HaMelech, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who reminds the Jew. He serves as a reminder and to be mazhir, to warn the Jew regarding the commandments of the Torah, the 248 positive commandments of the Torah. But we said even after a person is reminded and informed, that's not enough. You have the Yetzirah inside that's battling you, that's presenting obstacles every step of the way. And we said this is why you need the power of Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech, who is described as red, Admoini, Yefei Einayim, he counters the power of Esav, the Sitra Achra, the forces of the Yetzirah that are found in the blood of the person, the redness of the blood. And the Dovid HaMelech, his schus and his power of Torah, of the Sefer Tehillim, of Tefillah, is what counters the negative effects of the Yetzirah, the redness, the Edoim inside of us. Ki Shiloi do Moshe, because Shiloi is bigimatria Moshe, and the Zohar Kodesh says Shiloi represents Moshe, Shehu Moshiach, who is also referred to as Moshiach. Vechein David hu Moshiach, and Dovid HaMelech is also referred to as Moshiach. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that when Moshiach will come, there'll be a trio that are symbolized by the letter Aleph in the Aleph Beis. We know that the letter Aleph has the Yud on top, the upside down Yud on bottom, and a diagonal Vav in the middle. Yud Yud Vav equals 26, which is Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the letter Aleph represents Hashem. Now the Zohar HaKadosh says that the shape of the Aleph represents the two Yuds, represent the two Moshiachs. The Vav in the middle represents Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be holding on to the two Moshiachs, Moshiach ben Yosef, Moshiach ben David. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in one of the final chapters in Likutei Moran that deal with the stories of Rabba Bar Bar Chono, or immediately after that, Torah Tezvav or Tezayin, that Rabbeinu Zal makes reference to this. Kemoy Shekosu, as the Pasuk says, Mashiach Elokei Yaakov. That Pasuk there is referring to Dovra Melech, who is referred to as Moshiach. Ki Nishmas Moshiach Yihye Kolul Mishneim. Because the soul of Moshiach will be a composite of both, Mi Moshe V'David. Interesting to note, Moshe is 345, David is 14, together it's 359. Moshe David with the kolel is 359, exactly. So Moshiach will be a composite of Moshe Rabbeinu and Dovid HaMelech. Ve'oz tihye ha-ge'ula shleimo she'ein acharei ha-golus. And when Moshiach ben David will come, together will be revealed together with Moshe Rabbeinu, then we'll have the final gula, after which there will never be a golus again, no more exiles. Not like the redemptions that we've had till now, the geulos. We had a geula of Moshe Rabbeinu taking us out of Egypt. We had the geula of Mordechai and Esther, of Matisyo, but there was a golus afterwards. Ki nizke lizkor ho asoreis shel Moshe. Because when that happens, when Moshiach ben David and Moshe Rabbeinu come together, then we're going to be zeuche to remember the warnings of Moshe Rabbeinu, ulekaimon bishlemus, and to fulfill them to perfection, al yidei bechinas David, through the power of Dovid HaMelech, the tefillah, the koyach of Dovid HaMelech. Ki shneihem Moshe veDovid yuchlalu biyachad. Because these two powers of Moshe Rabbeinu and Dovid HaMelech will merge together. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Das, the Chochma Bino Das, and Dovid HaMelech, who is the Malchus, the sun and the moon. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, Torah and Tefillah, as we mentioned earlier. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Pasuk says there, by Yehuda, Ad ki yovoi Shiloi v'lo yikasamim, until Shiloi will come, and to him will gather all the nations. Shekol huamim shem hashivim umois, yishapchu el akdusha, v'yisasfu kulam el Moshe Moshiach. All the 70 nations, which today are attached to the Sitra Achra, all of them will turn around completely and they'll come and join the Kedusha. They'll all gather to Moshe Moshiach. Shezeo b'china sanal. This is what we mentioned earlier. Shehadomim nichlolim b'kedusha. That the blood, which represents redness, which usually represents Ace of Edoim, the blood will be nichlal in Kedusha. It'll plug into the Kedusha. Shesmoil nichlal b'yamin. The left will plug into the right. Kanal, as we discussed earlier. Shezeh b'chinas hayayin d'kedusha. This is the concept of when one drinks wine with holiness properly. Shehu b'chinas David kanal, which corresponds to Dovid HaMelech. Wine is red, and Dovid HaMelech is red. Vezeh shenismach miyad. And this is why, right after that pasuk, ad ki yovoi shiloi velo yikasamim, immediately the next pasuk that follows is oisri lagefen iroi. Kibes bayayin levushoi, chachlili einayim meyoin. Three references to wine. Wine and wine and wine. Ki kol zehu b'chinas kois yayin shel brocha, b'chinas yayin d'kdusho, yayin ha-mesameach. All of this corresponds to what we're speaking about here. The cup of wine of brocha, of birchas hamazon, the yayin of kedusha that's drunk for Shabbos, for yontif, for simchas, the yayin ha-mesameach, wine that brings joy. שהוא בחינס שחמימוס הדמים נכלולים בקדושו להסלייב להשם יסבורך על יודם בשמחה גדולה. This is the concept whereby we take the warmth, the passion, the heat that's found in the blood and we plug it into the Kedusha. For the person to become nislaiv, turned on fire, to become passionate about Hashem, about serving Hashem with tremendous, with great joy. שזה זויכנו ידי בחינס מוישה ודוד כשנכלול יחד. This we are zoicha to when the concepts of when Moshe Rabbeinu and Dovid HaMelech merge together. The das and the hislavus. The moyach and the lev. Dahinu b'chinas machshova v'dibur, as we spoke about earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu represented machshova, Dovid HaMelech represented dibur. As horas ha-toyrah, the warnings of the Torah, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, v'hizgabrus l'kayim ha-toyrah, and the strengthening ourselves to fulfill the Torah, le'ohav Hashem yisborach b'shnei yitzareinu, to love Hashem with both yitzers, the yitzer toiv and the yitzer hora. שזה בחינס תורה שבכסב ותורה שבעל פה, תורה ותפילה כנל. שכל זה נסתקן על ידי ריבוי הספורים הקדושים של התורה. All of this will be established and perfected through the multitude of ספורים of תורה that are being, they're going to be generated throughout the generations. שנסרה במאויד על ידי התפוס, which will especially be increased through the printing presses. This is what merges together the written Torah and the oral Torah. Through these new sforim that are going to be generated again and again, which explain and clarify and broaden the Torah Shebal Peh, Shehem Perushei Ubiurei HaTorah La'amitosan, which are the true explanations of the written Torah. This is what will help each individual Jew and the entire Jewish people win the war against the Sitra Achra. This is the concept of also drinking wine, Bikdusha. And this is why these two issues are put together over there, where it speaks about the blessing that Yaakov Avinu gave to Yehuda, the issue of the mechoikek, the printing press, and the wine. Shemarames al toyeles hatfus shehu kiyum hatoyer v'kanal. That posuk there is marames to the great benefits that the Jewish people are going to benefit from the invention of the printing press, which will assure the kiyum ha-Torah, that the Torah will not go lost, will not be forgotten. Just like Yayin Bigdusha represents the bringing together of Moshe Rabbeinu and Dovid HaMelech to give a Jew the power that he needs to overcome the Sitra Achra and to be zeche to fulfill the Torah with his Slavus Bigdusha. Again, the Likutei Halachos gives us an insight into the life of Rav Nosson Zal. Rav Nosson Zal, I believe this particular halacha was written in prison, as we're going to see in the next few pages. We're going to see it in the next halacha, halacha Dalet, if I'm not mistaken, where Rav Nosson Zal was going through, number one, one of the greatest accomplishments of his life, and one of his greatest aspirations in life was to share the teachings of Rabbeinu Zal with the Jewish people. By giving shiurim, and especially by printing and publishing Rabbeinu Zal's sforim and his own sforim, getting them out to the people and having them be established for generations. We see today, now we're in Tovshin Samach Tes, which is 154 years after Rav Nosson Zal passed away, and there are tens of thousands, probably that's an underestimate, hundreds of thousands of copies of Likutei Halachos, Likutei Tfilos, Tikkun HaKlolis, Rabbeinu Zal Likutei Morans, all over the world today, in multiple languages, and they're being reprinted every day as we speak. And Rav Nosson Zal dedicated incredible effort, Mesiras Nefesh, to make that happen, to publish and print the first copies of Rabbeinu Zal Sforim and his own Sforim, because he knew that once he did that, once the first set was done, it would be able to be reprinted and reproduced and translated, etc. And unfortunately, the Sitrachra didn't rest. Rav Nosson Zal had unbelievable opposition from Jews who were supposedly religious, Hasidim, who the Sotan was Nislabesh in them and their rabbi, and they opposed Rav Nosson Zal. They did everything in their power to close down his printing press, to get it locked up, to get the Russian authorities to close it up and to block him from producing and publishing this forum. And this is part of what inspired Rav Nosson Zal to think into it, to have his Hespedetus on it. And in his Hespedetus, he searched the Torah. He searched for Hashem, he searched the Torah, and he found the references in the Torah that foretold the greatness of what would assure the permanence of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael would not forget the Torah HaKdoisha. You know, this incredible invention that Hashem presented to the world of the printing press, and what we have today, desktop publishing, computers, laser printers, all kinds of things where Sforim, hundreds of thousands of Sforim, can be published within days and spread and emailed across the world. And the awesome accomplishment, you know, that this is. And these supposedly religious Jews got Rav Nosson Zal himself put into prison at one time, because they told the Russian authorities that he's a threat to the Russian government. You know, because again, Breslov and Chabad especially had a name of spreading religion, which was not the opposite of what the Russian government, even the Tsarist government, was not pro-Judaism, obviously. And this is where we see the real greatness of Rav Nosson Zal, that during the time that he was in prison, in Russian prison, he had his Sforim brought to him, he had pen and paper brought to him, and he was actually Mechadesh, part of the Likutei Halachos, in Russian prison. And I believe that's the next halacha that we're going to be having, Hilchas Yayin Nesach, halacha Dalet, where you're going to see Rav Nosson Zal speak about this. Paragraph Zayin. V'zeh Bechinas, this is also what the Pasuk refers to in Shir HaShirim, Kapitel Hey. Simeini Kachoisim Ali Becha, Kachoisim al Zroyacha. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, place me as a seal by your heart, as a seal by your arm. Ki azo kamoves ava, because the love that we share, Hashem and the Jewish people, is more powerful than death. Rav Nosson Zal says, Choisom zebechinas hadfus. This term choisom, which means a seal is also something like a printing press, just like a seal. The words are engraved and inscribed, so too the tfus on the printing press. Shehu bechinas chakiko v'choisom. That's the concept of an engravement, an insignia, a seal. Shekneses Yisrael mevakesh miyashemizborach shetiskasher elov be'emes. The Jewish people are begging Hashem that we should be zeichet to bond, to have a true bond between us. Al yidei bechinas hachoisam, through this seal. Shehu bechinas hatfus, which is through the printing press. That's what will be mekasher klal Yisrael to Hashem. Shal yidei zeh nisrab masforim akdoshim shem kiyum ha-Torah kanam. That's what will allow for a multitude of sforim to be produced, which will assure that the Torah will remain with Klal Yisrael permanently and will be fulfilled. V'zehu ki azo kamoves avo rishofeho rishpeyesh. The Pasuk here speaks about a midas hadin. Moves, death, is midas hadin. And rishofeho rishpeyesh, fire. Hainu shehagvurois, sheheim chamimus hadamim, nishapchu el hakedusha. This refers to, as we mentioned earlier, the power of Dovid HaMelech, the ability to be able to take the redness in our blood, the passion that the Sitra Achra stirs up inside of us and tries to push in the direction of sins, to be able to stir up that fire, but to turn it in direction of inspiration, his slavos in serving Hashem. This passion of the blood being converted to Kedusha, usmoil nichlal biyamin, and the left plugging into the right, lehislahev al yodom daiko bishalhuvens derchimusa, to turn on the person and to turn on inside of the person a fiery love for Hashem. Shalhuvens derchimusa. Shezeo bechinas klolius torah shebalpeh v'torah shebichsav. This is the concept of the Torah Shebalpeh and the Torah Shebichsav coming together. Moshe v'David. Sheze zoichen al yidei riboy ha-sforim ha-gdoshim. This we are zoichen to through these many sforim being printed and published and studied. Shenisrap mal yidei ha-tfus, which multiply as a result of these printing presses. Shehu b'chinas choysam d'kedusha. That's an example of this choysam of kedusha, this seal of holiness.